have any questions, you can raise your hand or you can send it through the chat. Thank you.
Okay, very good. There is no question, so all understood very well. Yeah, Mahesha is there.
I think one is.
Yes, yes. I thought because God Sakka got the good answers, so I thought that you also got good answers. But some questions are still remaining. Yeah, you can go ahead, Mahesha.
Mahesha, you can go ahead.
Thank you. Counselor Ayamante. Actually, this is not a kind of a question, but like a particular way that relating to the session that we had today, it's very clear that you explain it very well, that how we have to, you know, be mindful and then figure out like what kind of thoughts that we have to improve and what kind of thoughts that we have to disprove and then let them fade away.
Yeah.
So rather controlling. So that's very good. And I actually like to, you know, share a particular way of, you know, doing this that has been introduced to me by one of my Dharma friends, that when we were talking about, you know, our practice, each other, sometimes we talk once in a way.
Yeah.
So then she said that, she took an example and said that one day she was, you know, going, we had to talk about some kind of a fruit, that which actually really we found it here. It's called pineapple guava. It's very tasty. It's like a mix of guava, pear and pineapple. Pear we call in Sri Lanka.
Yeah.
So it's in between. It goes in between. It's very nice. Man. So I tasted it, one of my friend gave, and then she was talking about that. That was a season for those kind of fruits. So she said when she was going on a walk, and in a particular neighborhood, there is a tree, huge tree, and it's, you know, part of the tree actually branches are fallen onto the street side where she is walking, and it's full of fruits. And in one season that she felt like it's full of fruits, and then all of them were on the ground. So she was thinking, oh, someone would have actually used them instead, you know, they're just going getting into the earth. And then the next year, the year after, when she was walking, her mind was, you know, pushing her, pick some. And then she was thinking, oh my God, if I'm picking like that, it's like I'm stealing because I didn't ask from them and they didn't offer it to me. So then she thought about it, and then she recalls her mind because she's having a practice that she always think about some doubtful situation. It comes, shall I do it or not? Shall I do it or not? Is it good or not? Something like that. She gets to her mind always what the Buddha will do, what Buddha's mind will do. So that's actually the theory that she used to, you know, use it as a practice when she is in a doubt whether it's good or bad. She always comes, if Buddha saw this tree, will he pick it? So I think that day, that idea that she's using, that's a really instantly good one, that we always, if we keep in our mind when we get some crazy thoughts, what Buddha would do for a situation like this. So then I learned it from her, that I practice it now myself. Most of the time it comes to my mind, rather, you know, let the mind thinking all sorts of things like, if I do this, what will happen if I do? So like that. So rather than taking I take it like, what if it's Buddha who saw this, what he would do? So let me do on that path. Let me think like that. So I thought I would like to, you know, share that with others, which is, I felt like it's a very good tool that my Dhamma friend was using, so I copied it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bhante.
Yeah, thank you. Actually, it is in line with what Buddha has mentioned. Here, it's a kind of a bodily task that you are going to do. And here again, Buddha mentioned in the Sakkapanya Sutta, when you are accomplishing any kind of a bodily task, you got to see whether is this bodily task going to develop some wholesome qualities, or is it going to develop certain unwholesome qualities. So if your evaluation, if it says it is not something which is going to promote wholesome qualities, instead it is promoting some unwholesome qualities, better avoid doing it. And on the other hand, we can take it for another way, that what given to Venerable Rahula. So they are also the same thing. Reflections are mentioned. Pachyavekitta kayana kamman kadabba. So you have to reflect again and again before you conduct a bodily task. You have to reflect again and again before you conduct a verbal task or speech. Similarly thinking. So actually, it is good. So basically, in other terms, it appears like little troublesome because it is always that I have to in guard. But slowly, like a child becoming a good child. Suppose your son, your daughter is, say, somewhat not good. So you do, as a parent, you are trying to tame him. You are trying to advise him. You are trying to give him the proper education, maybe proper understanding, proper moral conduct, all these things. At the beginning, it may be difficult. But as he growing up, and as you are also continuing your effort, and you are giving many supports to guide him, and now slowly he himself has the understanding, okay, this is the correct thing, this is the incorrect thing. These are wrong. These are beneficial to me, these are not beneficial to me. At the beginning, child doesn't have that capacity to recognize what is beneficial and what is not beneficial. But as a mother, as a father, when you are nurturing the child with proper way, say with giving proper, say, education is not, I mean here, certain subjects, but rather related to the Dhamma, related to the proper morality, wisdom, etc. So that there is a situation that the child himself has the capacity to decide. Then you can simply, you don't need to intervene now, because he is now capable. He is an adult now, in a way. He is a good child now. Because he know how to do it properly, and he don't need to harm himself. He don't need to harm another person. So likewise, now he himself has that skill. So likewise, our minds also, we have to nurture at the beginning. We have to look after at the beginning. And we are using Buddha's teaching as a kind of a guideline, using which we are trying to tame the mind, using which we are trying to restrain the mind. So as the process going on, the mind itself start to realize, okay, these are harmful, these are not harmful. While I am engaged with certain unwholesome activity, I feel kind of a stress in the mind, kind of a tension in the mind, kind of a burning in the mind. So I better avoid doing it. So likewise, internally, the mind also start to feel it. So this is another place that we can encounter in our practice. So there is a situation where we do kind of a controlling at the beginning, especially. And there's another level that once the mind itself has that develop some capacity, then we have to loosen our hand. We have to lose the grip and allow the mind to sort of sustain that developed quality. Then slowly, it's a kind of balancing of effort and allowing the mind itself to purify. And we, of course, do a kind of a guideline if necessary, but already kind of it is well directed. It is put into the correct path. Sila Samadhi Panya. You are in the correct virtues. You are having enough necessary amount of concentration. And again and again, you are further developing wisdom. So likewise, I think there's another way that we can think of this situation. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Bhante. Now I would like to invite Chitra Devi to present your question.
Your mic? Okay. Now, okay. I'm okay.
You're good, right?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Can. Yes. Now can.
Thank you. I was going to make a comment, but you kind of, in this last explanation, you kind of explained it partially. But what I was going to say was that we have to be all the time on guard, and that can be very stressful at times.
Yes.
But when we are thinking, or when we are going to make an action, or when we are going to speak, and you know, the mind gets very tired, Bhante, sometimes, you know.
Hmm.
Even when we are doing, concentrating on wholesome activities, sometimes the mind gets very tired.
Yes.
So, you kind of said, well, at the beginning you have to be like that and later on loosen, but, I don't know whether we can, you say, before we do something, you look, you assess the situation. Then in the middle, we have to assess. Then at the end, we have to assess. Well, that is very good training, but it can be very stressful, Bhante.
Yeah, actually, that is, I mean, from the Rahula Suttas, actually, there are many Rahula Suttas. And there is one Rahula Sutta in the Sutta Nipata. There is several Rahula Suttas in Majjhima Nikaya, like Ambalattika Rahulavada Sutta, Maharahulavada Sutta. So likewise, there are many Rahula Suttas. Now you can see the situation that Venerable Rahula became a monk at the age of 7. Now he's a child. Now Buddha and Venerable Sariputta continuously guide him. So he is becoming an adult, young adult. And then he is becoming an adult. So likewise, he is now growing. Now, he didn't have association with his own mother, but he has to associate monks, Buddha and the Sariputta. Venerable Sariputta are the immediate teachers, you can say. So time to time, so these teachers are advising him. And different suttas are reflecting, in a way, different age categories also. Now, especially, say for example, one time that Buddha is advising him the repercussions of lying. The Buddha say, okay, yeah, he is using certain similes. Okay, it's like an empty vessel. You have nothing there. It is very much like if someone is lying, he has nothing. Basically, he is an empty person. On the other hand, if that vessel has a little amount of water, and he says, okay. If one is lying, the good qualities he has is very little. So likewise, using various similes, he is educating a child in a way. So Venerable Rahula is growing with these, advices. And so as you said at the beginning, maybe Venerable Rahula didn't have the capacity, because he is a child, to properly know to the full extent, okay, is it true, is it useful, is it beneficial, is it wholesome, is it unwholesome. So that reflection he has to do in purpose, and that is the Buddha's advice. But later, so as he has developed, now he is given many other sort of advanced practices. Now he is talking about various, say, sense faculties, Salayatana, and even the talks about the Nibbana and all sorts of things. So likewise, gradually, now he has his spiritual qualities has developed. So in one occasion, actually, Buddha talks about the real crux of the Dhamma. So likewise, we can apply the same scenario to our lives. So at the beginning, we also don't have much understanding. So we have to have some amount of restraint and strict, in a way, guarding of the mind, because otherwise we'll be in trouble. But later, as we develop a fair amount of mindfulness, if we continue the same amount of energy, then we can't grow. At that time, we have to loosen. At that time, we have to lose energy and allow the mind to little play. That is, that happens at the Chittanupassana. Now, if you maintain very high concentration in Chittanupassana, your mind does not go to any object. It will simply stuck. Then how are you going to observe whether the mind is lustful, whether the mind is resentful, whether the mind is jealous, whether the mind is loving kindness, whether the mind is faithful. So likewise, so different qualities to appear in the mind, you have to give some freedom to the mind to play,
yes,
to play to some extent. But you are quite mindful, because you went through a path, you went through a certain amount of practice, you did a fair amount of Kaya Anupassana, and if necessary, you went through a fair amount of, Vedana Anupassana. So likewise, now it is not a kind of a beginner now. Now you are, already know that I have a certain quality called mindfulness, I have a certain quality called concentration. So the mind has equipped already. Now you allow it to play. So then you can carefully observe where it is again and again going, where it is going again and again and grasping. So that is the, then only mind will show its real nature, its true nature. So far it was not behaving like that because we were holding it, we were restricting it. But here we are coming to a situation, we allow the mind to play, allow the mind to freely move, but slowly we apply wisdom in a way. Mindfulness will tell us, okay, now the fellow has gone to this object, now he has entangled in it, now he is in a trouble. Now mindfulness will show us. Then we are carefully applying wisdom and release the mind. Something like that.
But we have to apply this in our daily lives, Nabante.
Yes,
when
yes.
We are meditating, we don't have people coming and saying or doing things, so we are only constantly watching our thoughts and our, you know, getting the samadhi and going beyond.
Yes.
That's not difficult after a while, but yeah. Then the real crux of the matter is, if you are practicing correctly, then we have to do it in our daily lives. No?
Definitely, yes.
And that is a challenge sometimes, not always,
yeah.
But sometimes.
Yes.
Is that right, Bhante?
Yes. So actually going through the challenge is one part of the practice.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, if you are always avoiding challenges, then how are we going to develop? Because we have to put ourselves into those challenges. I mean, I'm not asking to ask and get in the trouble. But basically, I mean, somehow different challenges may come on our way. So how are we tackling them? How are we handling them? So we have to have certain amount of mindfulness, certain amount of wisdom. So we have to apply them. Then only we can say, okay, we are living according to the Dhamma.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you, Bhante.
Yeah. Okay, if there is no any other question, we can wind up.
Bhante,
yes. Yeah.
Bhante, I have a question, Bhante. You know, mm-hmm. I think this related to the Chitradevi's question. It's basically, you know, when you're even doing like a wholesome things, you know, sometimes I feel really stressed, you know, stressed too, because, you know, especially like, you know, as an example, just one thing, like I can say, like, okay, preparing dana, right? So, you know, you know, the intention is there, you start it really nice, and towards the end, like sometimes, you know, I feel, okay, with that, I'll be able to, you know, finish it on time, and I will be able to, like, you know, take dana to temple, you know, on time. And because we are doing it, like, you know, like our, you know, family duties, responsibilities, and everything. So, and sometimes, you know, I feel like, you know, that, you know, although that the activity is like a wholesome, you know, being mindful, sometimes, you know, I notice that, you know, so then I feel it, but, you know, then I feel like, no, I'm fine, I'll be able to do that, you know, no worries, like that, I try to like calm myself. So any advice for that, Bhante?
Yeah.
You can give me?
So actually, so if you are not mindful, you would be even more anxious. Because,
yes.
I mean, then you are, because that is the nature of ourselves. I mean, we are not mindful, we become panicking, we become anxious, impatient, restless, and all sorts of difficulties are there. But when we are mindful, at least we know, I am now restless. My mind has now agitated. My mind have now become somewhat anxious. So now you understand this is a kind of a weakness in myself. Still, I can't handle things while keeping my mind quiet. My mind become agitated while I am engaging in this kind of a task. So this is an understanding. So we have to look at it in that angle. So we don't need to see, we don't need to see this as a problem, as a kind of a negative remark. But now, at least because of the practice, now I know where I still go wrong, where I am losing my practice, where I am weak in my practice. So it's a matter of now strengthening the practice. Now, say for example, so at the beginning when we start developing mindfulness, say only certain parts we can do it. Say while walking, I am trying to be mindful. while sitting, I am trying to be mindful. But most of the other times, mind is not mindful. But slowly, we are developing. Then you understand, okay, while walking, I can be mindful. While sitting, I can be mindful. While eating also, now I can be mindful. Now later, okay, while brushing teeth, also I can be mindful. Okay, while driving the car, again I can be mindful. Now slowly, slowly, you are expanding. So similarly, here also, so you understand, okay, now I am watching the mind. So this fellow is getting stressed when engaged with preparing dana or whatever it is. Even though it is a wholesome activity, I am taking it too seriously. I am over-enthusiastic. So I am going after too much perfection. So likewise, there are many reasons. So we are sometimes want to become everything 100% correct, everything perfect. But practically, it is impossible. So at that time, we have to recognize some sort of practical possible target. Okay, I am doing it best. It is not that I am neglecting. I am doing my best, but can't do it to the 100%. So I am just admitting it and continuing it. So likewise, so we have to come to a situation. So where am I go wrong? Why is the reason that mind gets stressed? So what are the unnecessary burden that I am putting on my head? So likewise, we have to do a kind of honest reflection how this sort of a stress or tension is being developed in the mind. So, and after recognizing by ourselves, we can slowly give some, say, solution to overcome that.
Yes, Mahdi, yes, I actually, you know, it's, you know, perfectly understood, you know, you actually pointed few of my characteristics as well.
Now I know a little bit.
So I wish that thank you so much, Mahdi,
yeah,
so much,
okay.
Very.
Okay. Then actually, since there are no other questions, we can wind up today's session. So we have involved with studying some Dhamma from the Buddha, and again we involved with some good discussion. With this way, we were able to accumulate some merits. We'll share these merits by reciting traditional verses. Ettavata ca amhehi sambetam punya sampadam sambe deva anumodantu sabba sampatti siddhya. Ettavata camhehi sambatam punya sampadam sabbe bhuta anumodantu sabba sampatti siddhya. Ettavata camhehi sambatam punya sampadam sabbe satta anumodantu sabba sampatti siddhya. Akasatta ca bhummatta deva naga mahiddhika punyantam anumoditva chiram rakkhantu sasanam. Akasattha ca bhummattha devanaga mahiddhika punyantam anumoditva chiram rakkhantu desanam. Akasattha ca bhummattha devanaga mahiddhika punyantam anumoditva chiram rakkhantu mamparam. Idam vo nyatinam hotu sukita huntu nyatayo. Idam vo nyatinam hotu sukita huntu nyatayo. Idam vo nyatinam hotu sukita huntu nyatayo. Imina punya kammena mame bala samagamo. Satang samagamo hotu yava nibbana pattiya. Imina punya kammena mame bala samagamo. Satang samagamo hotu yava nibbana pattiya. Imina punya kammena mame bala samagamo. Satang samagamo hotu yava nibbana pattiya. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.